Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Bishkek, focusing on trade, energy and defense. Says India backs every effort to end war in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi stresses freedom of navigation and civilian protection during meeting with Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian. Also meets Kyrgyz Republic and Armenian leaders. India's GDP jumps to 7.8% in first quarter of current fiscal, despite global headwinds. Relief and rescue efforts in Nepal flash flood tragedy hit by equipment shortage as death toll crosses over 900. Over 4,000 remain missing. And Lionel Messi announces retirement from international football. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit at Bishkek in Kyrgyz Republic today. The discussions focused on key areas of India-Russia bilateral cooperation, including trade and investment, energy and defense. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said it was a matter of deep satisfaction that cooperation between India and Russia continued to scale new heights.
दोनों देशों के लोगों की भलाई के लिए हम मिलकर के काम कर रहे हैं। राष्ट्र हित को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए आगे बढ़ना यही हम दोनों की सोच रही है और आगे भी यही हमारा मूल मंत्र होगा।
On the Ukraine conflict, Prime Minister Modi said they must move from endless wars to ending wars, adding that India supports all efforts towards peace and will continue to do so.
यूक्रेन के विषय पर हम हमेशा चर्चा करते रहे हैं। भारत शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करता है और शांति के हर प्रयास के लिए आगे भी समर्थन करता रहेगा। युद्ध में बिताया एक एक दिन मानवता को पीछे धकेलता है और शांति की तरफ बढ़ाया एक एक कदम पूरी मानवता को नई आशा से भर देते हैं। हमें एंडलेस वॉर से एंड ऑफ वॉर उसी दिशा में जाना ही होगा जो मानवता की भलाई के लिए भी बहुत आवश्यक है।
During the meeting, the Prime Minister said all Indians are eager to welcome President Putin to the BRICS summit, which will be hosted in New Delhi in the coming days.
कुछ दिनों बाद भारत ब्रिक्स समिट का आयोजन कर रहा है। सभी भारतवासी भारत में आपका स्वागत करने के लिए बहुत ही उत्सुक हैं। आपकी यात्रा से हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को भी बल मिलेगा और ब्रिक्स के अंतर्गत संवाद और सहयोग भी सशक्त होगा।
President Vladimir Putin showed his satisfaction that Indian-Russian relations continue to strengthen on the basis of the principles of a special and privileged partnership. Prime Minister Modi also held bilateral meetings with leaders of Iran, Kyrgyz Republic and Armenia today. Mr. Modi and Iran President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian, during their meeting, reviewed recent developments in the West Asia region and shared perspectives on the evolving situation. Mr. Modi expressed concern at the escalation of tensions in the region and reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Calling for safeguarding the freedom of navigation and commerce, Mr. Modi emphasized that civilians and civilian infrastructure, including commercial shipping and seafarers, must not be harmed under any circumstances. Our correspondent covering Prime Minister Modi's Kyrgyz Republic visit has filed this report.
During his visit to Kyrgyzstan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the President of the Kyrgyz Republic and the Prime Minister of Armenia. During these bilateral meetings, the leaders discussed economic and trade partnerships, enhancing cultural cooperation and growing people-to-people contacts between the two countries. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi had a warm interaction with members of the Indian community in Bishkek. He appreciated their energy, enthusiasm and valuable contributions towards strengthening the bonds of friendship between India and the Kyrgyz Republic. Mr. Modi also paid floral tribute at the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial in Bishkek. The Prime Minister will address the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit tomorrow. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India's real GDP has observed a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of current financial year against the growth of 6.9% during the same period of the previous financial year. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today released the quarterly estimates of GDP for the first quarter from April to June of the current financial year. It said Indian economy has sustained growth momentum despite global headwinds. The nominal GDP has also registered 10.3% growth during the first quarter of the current financial year. Relief and rescue operations continue in Nepal following devastating flash floods, but security personnel are facing shortages of specialized equipment, body bags, ropes and helicopters. A report.
The floods triggered by a suspected ice and rock avalanche near the Nepal-Tibet border last week swept through the Bhotekoshi River corridor, destroying homes, roads and bridges and damaging hydropower projects. Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority says the death toll has risen to 939, while more than 4,200 people remain untraceable. Nearly 21,000 personnel from the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force are engaged in rescue operations across the affected areas. Officials say difficult terrain and a lack of modern rescue equipment are hampering efforts to reach people stranded in remote locations. The Red Cross estimates that more than 90,000 people have been affected. Meanwhile, India has deployed specialized rescue and forensic teams to assist Nepal. A 19-member Indian forensic team is helping with the DNA analysis to identify victims, while an Indian tunnel rescue team is assisting in operations at hydropower sites. Indian experts are also helping locate hundreds of workers believed to be trapped or missing at hydropower projects. Nishit Kumar for World News.
President of the United Kashmir People's National Party, Sardar Shaukat Ali Kashmiri, has accused Pakistani forces of a sustained crackdown on civilians in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK. Speaking in Geneva, he accused Pakistan of using force against peaceful protesters carrying out mass arrests and enforced disappearances, restricting access to legal representation and maintaining a prolonged suspension of internet services. The United Arab Emirates has condemned an Iranian drone attack, saying the drone was intercepted by its air defense systems over UAE territorial waters. The UAE Foreign Ministry called for an immediate halt to all attacks and hostilities, while reserving the right to respond. The UAE also condemned Iranian missile attacks targeting Jordan and expressed full solidarity with Oman. This marks the first major escalation in nearly a month as the United States and Iran exchange military attacks. Lionel Messi today announced his retirement from international football, bringing an end to a 20-year Argentina career that included a World Cup triumph, two Copa America titles, and a record 207 appearances for his country. The 39-year-old revealed the decision in a statement posted on his official Instagram account, confirming that he would no longer wear the Argentina jersey after one of the most celebrated international careers in football history. Messi said the decision had been painful, particularly because of the emotional bond he has shared with the national team and Argentina supporters throughout his career. He led his country to the World Cup title in 2022 after years of near misses and also helped Argentina win two Copa America crowns. His international journey also included World Cup final defeats in 2014 and again this summer with the loss to Spain in July, proving to be a significant moment in his decision-making process. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Bishkek, focusing on trade, energy and defense. Says India backs every effort to end war in Ukraine. Prime Minister Modi stresses freedom of navigation and civilian protection during meeting with Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian. Also meets Kyrgyz Republic and Armenian leaders. India's GDP jumps to 7.8% in first quarter of current fiscal despite global headwinds. Relief and rescue efforts in Nepal, flash flood tragedy hit by equipment shortage as death toll crosses 900, over 4,000 remain missing. And Lionel Messi announces retirement from international football. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.